Hey everyone, I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio, the show that gives you the facts about relationships and love. Now, I've been helping individuals and couples improve their relationships for the past 30 years, and today I'm here to give you science-based strategies for your relationships and those of your children. Welcome, welcome, everyone. It's Dr. Terry. Thanks so much for joining me today. I appreciate you. Well, I have another great program for you today. Have you wasted months or even years dating the wrong people? Are you frustrated and starting to lose hope that true love will ever come your way? My guest today is Michelle Jacoby. She is a matchmaker, dating and relationship coach, and the owner of DC Matchmaking, a small boutique matchmaking and coaching company in the Washington, D.C. area. Michelle has been featured in media outlets such as the Washington Post, Yahoo Self, ABC, Fox, and Newsy. Her new book is called Never Waste Time on the Wrong Man Again, a five-step strategic plan to stop wasting time and finally find the one. For more information about Michelle Jacoby or her new book, please go to michellejacoby.com or michellesbook.com. And that's Michelle with two L's. And listeners, I have met Michelle in person, and I've also reviewed her book. She is smart and insightful, and her new book presents smart strategies for anyone who is thinking about giving up on love. So welcome to the program, Michelle. Great to have you with us today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we are happy to have you too, Michelle. Now, given the pandemic, it's been almost 15 months since I've seen you in person. So how are you first?
You know what? I'm really good. I'm feeling very hopeful and happy now that things are turning around. And I wish I could just hug you through the phone. I wish I could be with you and hug you. And I'm looking forward to hugging many more people this year.
Oh, me too, Michelle. And I'm going to give you a hug, even though it's not real. It's a virtual hug in the air. Love you, love you, love you. So first, you're a matchmaker and you're a dating and relationship coach. Can you help listeners understand the difference between a matchmaker and a coach? And who should hire a matchmaker and who should hire a coach?
Great question. And I get asked this question a lot. So a matchmaker is someone who gets to know our clients very, very well. And then we utilize our databases, which are full of singles. We've cultivated this beautiful database of people who want to meet our clients, or at least that's how I work. And then I use the criteria we've agreed on. I'll pick someone from my database. I will vet them. I'll meet with them in person. And if I think they're a good fit for my client, I will introduce them. So matchmaking is really an introduction service. It's very good for people who are busy, who are savvy daters, but just don't have the time, or someone who doesn't pick well for themselves. We get feedback after every date, so there is a coaching element, but it's really an introduction service. So dating coaching is different. I like to say, like, matchmaking is sort of like we give you a fish, and dating coaching is that we teach you how to fish. Mm-hmm. So with coaching, we go so deep and we cover every single aspect of dating. I work with my clients around figuring out who they should meet, figuring out what their preferences are versus their needs. What are their boundaries going to be? How are they going to date? What are their strategies going to be? How are they going to attract the men that they want and find the men or the women? I work with women as a coach. How are they going to spot the red flags? When should they be physical? When should they be exclusive? What does that even mean? How do you figure out who is a keeper? Like, there are so many different things to talk about when you're coaching a client. And coaching is really good for people who want to end up in a healthy relationship. Maybe you haven't had a healthy relationship in the past, or you just really want to be strategic and meet someone quickly, and you want to do it with support, and you really want to be smart about it.
Very clear, Michelle, and I love that. A matchmaker gives you the fish, and the dating coach teaches you how to fish. And as you know, I'm a huge advocate of matchmakers, and I do coaching myself as well. So I'm curious, what do you love the most about your job, either as a matchmaker or a coach or combined?
I'm smiling. I have this huge smile on my face because that's such a beautiful question. Thank you. I love weddings. I freaking love going to weddings. I cry
that.
More than my clients' parents. My husband knows to bring a whole box of tissues. I love friending my clients on Facebook and watching their children grow up. And I really, really especially feel very passionate about helping the women I work with who have been in unhealthy relationships find easy, lasting, healthy relationships. To me, that is a win because, you know, being able to share your life with someone and have a relationship that enhances your happiness instead of depletes it is what we all want. And if I can help someone do that, it feels so beautiful to me.
Okay, Michelle, let's turn to your book, Never Waste Time on the Wrong Man Again. What inspired you to write this book?
Thank you so much for asking. So I have worked with so many women who have invested time in the wrong relationships, have been in relationships that didn't serve them, have been dating, you know, putting time and effort into dating and getting nowhere. And I just really wanted to be helpful. I really wanted to help women have strategies to date efficiently and to really not waste time on the wrong man again, to really focus in and hone in on finding a healthy relationship quickly and not waste time.
I love it, Michelle. And I really like the title because it explains exactly what you just mentioned. Now, I know you share your own personal story in the book, Michelle. Can you briefly tell us, and listeners will be so interested, that you experience the same kinds of frustrations that they are?
Yeah, I did share my story. And to be honest, it wasn't easy because I'm somewhat of a private person. But I felt it was really important, and I've gotten a lot of feedback that that's been helpful. I was in a marriage that ended, and I was in some very unhealthy relationships, and I needed to figure out for myself how to date smarter, how to date in a way that wouldn't put me right back where I started. And so I came up with a plan for myself, and it worked so beautifully. Now I'm happily married for about 9 years to a wonderful man, and I write about him in my book. He's terrific. And I used those same strategies with my clients for the last decade, and they work so well, I put them in the book because I really want to share them.
Oh, I love that. And thank you for sharing that story. And I know being vulnerable and being open isn't easy. So we appreciate that, both in the book and on this program, Michelle. Now, why do you think singles end up in the wrong relationships?
Oh, such a good question. So many different reasons. But I think, you know, when I look back personally and also when I talk with my clients about some of the relationships that women have stayed in, even knowing that they weren't healthy, I think we're getting a certain need met at that time. Like I know for me, after a divorce, I wanted companionship. I wanted to feel like a family. I wanted financial stability. So I think what's really important is that we get our life in order, so that our life is in a really good, solid place. We're not filling a void. Then we'll be much more likely to choose the right person. I also think that our upbringing, sometimes our normal is not necessarily a healthy place, but it's familiar. So we go there. There are a lot of reasons. And it's really important to understand so you can make a completely different and better choice moving forward.
And I think sometimes, Michelle, you know, similar to what you're saying, is that we have a need that's not being filled, and we're looking for a partner who will fill that need rather than someone who's similar to us in key life values or underlying attitude, somebody who's going to be compatible. And as that need changes, then that person no longer is the right person for us. So as you suggested too, you know, being confident, knowing yourself, knowing your needs, knowing what you want out of a relationship first and being confident and having high self-esteem and liking yourself is really important. Would you agree?
Terry, you said that so much better than I did.
No.
Exactly what I meant, but you just said it so much better than I did. That was beautiful. Yes, I think that's exactly true. And I also think, You know, sometimes if you're an optimist or you're a loyal person and you never give up, sometimes we stay in a relationship that doesn't serve us because we're hoping that this person will reach his potential, or we're hoping that, you know, things will work out if we just hang in there. So I think another reason that we stay in the wrong relationship is because we're optimists and we really, really love the person, but we really need to get clear on what our goals are, what our values are, you know, what kind of relationship makes us happy consistently on a regular basis, and what enhances our happiness, not depletes it, what serves us and what doesn't. We really need to be clear on that.
So true. And I think a lot of people are not clear. And it's so important to be clear and know what makes you happy. Now, I can just see and hear listeners, Michelle. I know that they're trying to figure out, okay, so let's say I know myself. I know my needs. I know what makes me happy. Where is the best place to find high quality, commitment-minded partners? And how would you answer that?
You can't see me, but I'm smiling because I love this question. I love this question. So first of all, quality commitment-minded men are everywhere. They have to go to the dry cleaner. They have to go to the grocery store. You know, they're on the subway or the metro. Like, they really are everywhere. The first thing I would tell your listeners is to take off your earbuds, put down your phone, and actually make eye contact and have conversations with people. I think that's I met my husband at a restaurant.
And so few people don't. You're right, Michelle.
Yeah, I met my husband at a restaurant just because I chatted with him and smiled. Quality people are everywhere. I also think that online dating and dating apps are terrific. And if you're frustrated with the experience you're having, it's probably because you don't have the right strategy. There are so many wonderful people on those apps and on those sites.
So before you give us a few hints or tips about online dating, because I know that's where I want to go, I wanted to ask you first, though, you know, so you go to the dry cleaner, you go to the restaurant, you go to the gym, you go out for a walk, you take your earbuds out. How do I show somebody that I'm interested, or how do I smile to that person there? Because I can hear my clients asking that. I just had a client yesterday that was, she wanted to understand, well, how do I show somebody that I'm interested when I do have my earbuds off? I'm not looking at my phone. I'm walking in the park.
Yeah, it's a good question. It's really not all that hard, I think, because if you are looking up, if you are smiling, if you are chatting with strangers, you're the only one doing it. And I think it's, even if you're at a restaurant and you look across and you see someone, and you give them a big smile and eye contact, that's an invitation to come over. I just don't think it's that complicated. As soon as you really make a plan to go out there and connect with people with your eyes and your smile, things change. I've done it myself. It's amazing. I just, I don't think it's all that hard, really.
Mm-hmm. And you just mentioned even, Michelle, smile. You know, spend a few extra seconds looking at that person. And that in and of itself are really two great signals. The smile, the extra gaze, that will tell somebody, I'm interested. It's okay to come over and say hi, or I'd like to chat with you. So those are two great hints or tips. I love it. So what are some of your online dating tips to share with listeners then as well?
Yeah, that's important because it's a great tool if you're using it correctly. The first one and the most important one, in my opinion, is just to use it kindly. Mm-hmm. It's very, very important not to be the reason that people hate online dating, which means that if someone emails you, you email them back. If you start a conversation, you don't disappear. If you're not interested in someone, you send them a little note and say, thank you, but we're not a fit. That's my number one concern when people are dating online, is just that they be kind. I think also it's very important not to get overwhelmed with too many people in your inbox. So if the app or the site you're using allows you to hide it or shut it down so you don't get too many people in your inbox, I think that's a great idea. I like to keep it at under 10. That way you look at each person as an individual instead of as an email or a message. I think making assumptions, you have to be really careful. We make a lot of assumptions about people based on a photo or something they wrote in their profile. Just keep in mind that really good people can be really bad at online dating. So cut people some slack, assume the best, and have fun with it.
Those are three great tips, and I'm just going to repeat them for listeners, Michelle, because I love them. First, use it kindly. If you don't think somebody is a match or you're not interested, I love your phrase, thank you, we're just not a fit. And that's a kind comment. I love that. Don't get overwhelmed, only about 10 people at a time. And then don't make assumptions. Don't think that someone is something because they aren't doing the online dating or the app very well. Did I recap your great tips correctly, Michelle?
You did a beautiful job. Yes,
excellent.
You did.
Excellent. Excellent. Any others that you want to share?
Oh, I think it's so important to have the right pictures. I think that's the most important thing because that is how you catch someone's eye. I like to suggest for women that you wear clothing above the waist with color because so many people are wearing black, gray, and beige, and it just responds to color. People will think if you're wearing colorful shirts that you're happier, you're more open, you're warmer. I just think it really, really works. Wearing something that fits you nicely for men, wearing something that's ironed. I just think it's important to have quality pictures that are taken sometimes specifically for your online profile instead of having someone cut out with their arm over your shoulder. Just taking great photos, making sure they're high quality and being thoughtful about making sure that they're current and that they're accurate and that they show you exactly as you are.
And should I be doing something in the photo or having a dog or doing some kind of sport in the photo?
Yeah, so I like to have maybe four or five photos that are okay. Maybe three or four that are just you, maybe a close-up, maybe something that's full body. But then I do think it's really terrific to add a couple of photos of you doing something that is interesting, whether that's water skiing or zip lining or, you know, playing with your dog. Just a photo that shows who you are, shows your personality, shows what you like to do.
And that's helpful. And obviously then you're recommending more than one or two photos as well. So you have a range of pictures, poses, what you're wearing or whatever, correct?
Yeah, I'd say between four and eight photos, and probably about six is perfect. You don't want to have too many, and then you don't want to have too few because you want people to see you from different angles, dressed different ways in different situations. Yeah.
And so what are some of the biggest mistakes that you think singles make when they're dating? And these can be mistakes of women or men.
First of all, not approaching it like it's supposed to be fun, like it's a chore. Mm-hmm. I think dating is supposed to be a blast. If you do it right, you should be having a great time, making it all about the outcome. Is this person my husband? Is this person my wife? Is this person my future partner? Instead of just wondering, you know, am I going to have fun for this hour and a half with this interesting person, learning all about them? So when you're really focused on the outcome, then every time you don't meet your partner, it's a failure and it's hard to stay positive. But if you go into it just wanting to have a great conversation or make a new friend, then it's always a win. So I think that's some great advice that can be helpful.
That's hard though, Michelle. Like, again, I can hear listeners saying, but I want that person. I want a relationship that is healthy and happy and is going to last. So how do you coach clients to not look at the outcome, not get too far ahead of themselves on those first dates?
Yeah, it's really hard to do. But what I've found is the more you grasp at trying to figure out, is this person my partner, the less often things work out. So just taking your time, spending time with someone who you enjoy their company consistently, the more you want to be with them, as momentum grows, you'll know you're with someone who could be a fit. But I just think I call it qualifying the buyer. If you just are trying to figure it out too much and you're just too focused on the outcome, it just ruins the fun. It's like trying to read the end of the book instead of just enjoying it as you go through it. If you read the end, it just ruins it.
I like that idea. You know, go chapter by chapter, date by date, but don't try to figure out the end of the book or read the end of the book ahead of time.
No, it ruins
That's
it.
Nice. Yeah, it does. It always says you don't want to go back, right?
Well, and you know what? There's no way to know in the first month, honestly, if someone's your partner anyways, you think you know, but you really don't know. So if you just let the relationship unfold organically, it's a much healthier way to get to know somebody as opposed to just being, you know, really, really concerned about, is this my partner?
Right. So getting too far ahead, problem solving, looking at the outcome is a really big mistake that both men and women make when they're dating. Are there other mistakes that you can share with us?
Great question. So one of the things I find is that people are very, very focused on their preferences. And so a preference might be something like how tall someone is, where someone lives, how much money someone makes, all of those qualities. And they're focusing on finding someone with those qualities instead of someone who really, really has the important things that will impact whether or not that person is a great partner.
Mm.
Right? So things that are more important are values. Things that are more important are things that are going to actually create a close relationship. And a lot of times I find that people are focusing way too much on their preferences, not enough on their needs. And another thing that I've noticed is that people don't have really strong boundaries around how others treat them. And we let people get away with treating us not so great when we really should hold stronger boundaries.
Mm.
So there's so much that you have to think about when you're dating. But, you know, once you practice it and you learn some strategies, it's really not that difficult.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's wonderful. I mean, we talked at the beginning about hiring a date coach or a matchmaker. I think by doing that, Michelle, you learn strategies, you learn the tools so that you can make better decisions. You know, I've heard you use the term dating goggles. Is that right? What does that mean? Does that mean making better choices or decisions?
No, dating goggles is a term that I coined. So if you have heard the term beer goggles,
yeah,
it's a
no.
term that people use like, oh, it, okay, so the more you drink, the better people look. It's
oh.
kind of like if you're out and you're drinking, people look better. So beer goggles is one thing. But for me, dating goggles represents this idea that as soon as you start thinking about someone in a dating mindset, you start finding what's wrong with them. You start being critical and you start judging. As soon as you put those dating goggles on, I don't know why we do it. Maybe it's biological, but we start to find what's wrong with the person instead of being very curious about what could be right with about the person.
Mm-hmm.
So what I try to do is encourage my clients to take those dating goggles off and really be curious about who this person is. And I find when you're looking at people through a dating lens, we're just more critical. We need to stop doing that.
I like that. Good advice. Now, we only have a few minutes left, Michelle. Time just goes by so quickly. I love talking to you. If there's one message that you want people to take away from today's program, what is it? And how can listeners get a free copy of your book?
Sure. Thank you. My message that I love to share is just about being kind and about having fun. And the two really go together. Because if you're out there dating and you're doing in a way that's unkind, dating doesn't feel good and it starts to feel yucky and then it's not fun. So be in the moment, have fun getting to know people without worrying about the outcome. And no matter what, always, always, always please be kind. If we could all be kind when we were dating, dating would be such a better experience for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my answer to that. And then if you want to get a free copy of my book, I'm very, very happy to share it because I really would love to help women stop wasting time on the wrong men and find their partner. You can go to my website, michellesbook.com, and I'll send you a free copy. It will be my absolute pleasure.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. Well, first of all, listeners, take advantage of that offer. The book is wonderful. And thank you so much for joining me today, Michelle. Great advice. And as always, I love talking to you.
Thank you. I love talking to you also. And I really appreciate you interviewing me. Thank you so much. I had fun talking with you.
Wonderful. And again, listeners, if you're interested in learning more about Michelle Jacoby or her new book called Never Waste Time on the Wrong Man Again, please go to michellejacoby.com or you can get a free copy of the book by going to Michelle's book. And Michelle is with two L's, no apostrophe, michellesbook.com. www.thebetterhealthcoach.com. As always, thanks for listening. I appreciate you. I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio. I'm here to help all your relationships, including the one with yourself, be the best they can be. My personal website is Dr. Terry, thelovedoctor.com, where I provide you with science-based relationship advice that's easy to understand and include in your life. So listeners, until next time, be safe, be healthy, and here's to your happy, healthy relationships.